The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, lots of information that you can use to support your good health, maintain your good health, actually work toward your goals of longevity, and possibly minimize all of those aches and pains, maybe even make those aches and pains go away. Maybe you have been diagnosed with a particular health issue. Well, you can come on in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate this afternoon from 2 to 6, and I can work with you on a focused nutrition supplement approach, a focused dietary approach to achieve your health goals. Well, before I get started with the discussion this morning, now, we're waiting for Dr. Herb Slavin. He's going to be joining me. He's always full of lots of information and reports on research that are important for us so that we have that kind of scientific support for the decisions we make regarding our health. I just want to let everybody know that on Wednesday, January 16th from 4:30 to 6, I'm going to be a guest speaker at the Center for Dermatology in Coral Springs. On University Drive, you can find me Wednesday, January 16th, 4:30 to 6, speaking about what you might want to focus on with regard to diet so that your skin is beautiful and you have weight loss management approaches. Sometimes those intense weight loss approaches might be a little tough on your skin. Sometimes those weight loss approaches are detoxing. And when you're doing a detox that might go along too quickly, then a lot of the toxins might be moved out through your skin. So I'll be talking about ways that you can go about detoxing in a very health-supporting way, not only health-supporting, but skin-supporting. And so the double-edged goal that you're going to have there is weight loss and beautiful skin. So that happens on Wednesday the 16th from 4:30 to 6, Center for Dermatology in Coral Springs on University Drive. Now, you do need to let the people at the Center for Dermatology know that you're coming. And the number to call, 954-753-1030. 954-753-1030. And I'll give that number again later on in the show. And that's 4:30 to 6:30, Wednesday, January 16th at the Center for Dermatology. Okay, this morning, if any of you who are tuned in now are tuned in earlier to the Steve Kane Show, you have heard me talking about atrial fibrillation. And so I have in front of me such a fabulous array of products from a company called Healthy Origins. And so many of these products for addressing atrial fibrillation and for minimizing the risks that you may encounter when you're dealing with atrial fibrillation. So I have all of these things to talk about from Healthy Origins. Very, very high quality products. And the price is right. So guess who just walked in? Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
I am mentioning that I spoke earlier about AFib and that the article that I had been reading was talking about AFib being epidemic. Would you categorize it as epidemic? I see a lot of people who've been diagnosed with AFib, but I don't know about using the word epidemic. What do you think?
It's the most common cardiac arrhythmia.
More common than mitral valve prolapse.
Well, that's just the valvular problem, sometimes associated with irregular heartbeats.
Right.
But, yeah, no, more common.
And okay.
It's in the older population.
Okay, so how dangerous is it if somebody is diagnosed with AFib?
Well, the risk of atrial fibrillation, so our listeners understand what it is, it's the atrium of the heart, the upper chambers of the heart, are not beating. They're just quivering. And that increases the risk of blood clots forming in that area because the blood is stagnating. And if you go in and out of atrial fib, that blood clot that was stuck in your atrium will now get pushed out into your circulation, and it's usually the left side of the heart that we're talking about, and from there it'll go to the brain. That's why stroke is associated with atrial fib, and you want to avoid that.
I want to avoid that very, very much so. Okay, so the typical recommendation from your physician if you were diagnosed with AFib would be some sort of blood thinning pharmaceutical. And for years, warfarin and Coumadin, those were the go-to choices. But now there's a lot of people or a lot of pharmaceuticals being introduced into the marketplace. Are they better?
Well, the drug companies claim they are. my only concern with them is it's a one-size-fits-all kind of dosing for them, and they don't have an antidote. If you start to bleed, there's no way to reverse the anticoagulant effect. You just have to wait for it to wear off. Whereas with Coumadin, you can reverse the effect.
How do you reverse the effects with Coumadin?
With vitamin K. And, of course, for those of you who have taken Coumadin, your doctor probably tells you to avoid green leafy vegetables.
Right.
I tell the patients, eat your green leafy vegetables. We'll adjust the dosage accordingly.
Something I've been talking about for years, that it's very possible through proper testing to determine how the Coumadin warfarin is working and then make the adjustment based on your intake, your typical intake over the course of a week of vegetables high in vitamin K.
One of the most common nutrient deficiencies is magnesium.
Right.
And low magnesium levels increase the risk of atrial fibrillation.
What's the best way to test magnesium, Dr. Slavin?
You do a blood test, but it has to be a red blood cell magnesium as opposed to a regular serum magnesium.
Do most doctors suggest a red blood cell magnesium level?
They probably don't suggest magnesium, period.
Right. So we usually know on a typical metabolic panel what our calcium is, our potassium, our sodium, but it's rare to see even a serum magnesium on that part of the blood test.
And what you have to understand, too, is when they determine the what they consider the normal range of anything, they're taking average people off the street. I'm sure they're not optimally nourished or taking any supplementation. So you're really getting the low range of what people have. So if you were to check yourself, you really don't want to be at the bottom end of the range. You want to be at a higher end of the range.
Okay, higher end of the range. Okay. When it comes to evaluating how effectively the pharmaceutical is working. They're not necessarily testing the specific effect on your blood. They're testing the presence of the pharmaceutical. Is that correct? Is that a reasonable way of discussing it?
No.
No. All right.
They're actually, there's a prothrombin time. They're really seeing how long it takes for your blood to clot.
So, okay, so a prothrombin time, they're checking, yes, and fibrinogen?
Would not be affected by Coumadin.
Okay, and so...
But if you had a high fibrinogen, which is seen in inflammatory conditions, that's making you more prone to blood clots. That's why inflammation, or another way to say it, that's why any illness makes you more prone to blood clots. So... Sometimes you hear of people going in the hospital with a serious illness and they get complications secondary to blood clots like heart attacks and strokes.
Okay. So what about INR time?
Well, that's a fairly recent addition to the prothrombin time that's trying to sort of standardize the interpretation of the prothrombin time.
Okay, so what I'm getting at is when you're on a blood-thinning pharmaceutical and your doctor tells you essentially you will never be able to come off this pharmaceutical, and there are things that people can be using on a regular basis, vitamin E, fish oils, natokinase, even vitamin C, garlic, all of those that have a potential to reduce inflammation and to a certain extent, thin the blood. But you don't have a comparable way of testing with those natural substances as you do with the prothrombin time and the INR. So how might people navigate that?
You can test magnesium levels. You can test CoQ10 levels.
Okay.
Even vitamin E levels. But I like to just say that it's much better to prevent heart problems than to come in, you know, closing the gate after the horse escapes, you know, trying to come in after you have a problem.
Yeah, close the barn door when the horse is gone.
And this is one of the reasons I practice the way I do, because letting people get sick and then coming to their rescue doesn't make sense. Prevent them from getting sick.
Okay, so to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about all of the choices that you may have from Healthy Origins to prevent illness and a diagnosis. Stay tuned. More to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655. You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. It's just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the west side of 441, and the store is open today until 7 this evening, and I'm available here to meet with you and discuss your personal health issues from 2 to 6. Now, we're talking about cardiovascular health and a particular challenge to that cardiovascular health known as AFib, and that I had been talking earlier today on the Steve Cain Show about it being epidemic. And so we're talking about things that you can do to minimize the possibility that you will ever be diagnosed with AFib. Dr. Slavin, you mentioned testing magnesium. Tell us how the magnesium is going to help.
Well, magnesium will stabilize the, the contractile tissues in the heart.
Those spasms.
Right. So the heart, you know, when you have an arrhythmia, it's because the heart is irritable.
So I don't like an irritable heart.
Right. So if you can correct that or prevent it. But besides that, magnesium deficiencies are associated with so many other problems. You mentioned, in a way, like muscle cramps, even migraine headaches. I mean, there are a lot of reasons. And think about how your doctor approaches all these problems. They don't give you magnesium. You know, they'll give you a drug for a migraine, or they'll give you something for your muscle spasms, and because they don't test magnesium levels.
Anti-inflammatory drugs, all those kinds of things. Okay, so what are the tests that an informed patient would be looking for? What are some of the things that if they're talking to their doctor, they have a diagnosis, and they want to support health, not treat a disease?
Well, let's put things into context. Coronary artery disease.
Okay.
Is the leading cause of death and disability, period.
Period.
It's ahead of cancer.
Okay.
Well, cancer is creeping up there, but it's still ahead of cancer.
Actually, we'll get to it another show, but cancer diagnoses were down was something I saw in a scroll in a news feed.
It wasn't diagnoses, it was cancer deaths.
Okay, sorry.
So, you know, so there's a lot of ways to interpret that statement. Are cancer deaths down because fewer people are getting cancer? Or are they down because the treatments are working better? Because we're talking about cancer deaths.
Right.
And
we have changed the criteria for reporting cancer
deaths.
That's been
done in the
past,
but
that's another show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have heart disease as the leading cause of death. And think about how it's approached right now. Basically, is check your cholesterol level. Oh, it's high. We'll give you a statin drug. I mean, that's basically all they do. And the problem with that is that before someone has a heart attack, you know, people may have one risk factor, and they may even have normal cholesterol.
Right.
So you can have a normal cholesterol and still have a risk for having a heart attack. And there's another test that comes out. If you understand what a heart attack is, then you would realize how important this new test is. And let me give you a little background on that. You have, we're all familiar with the term plaque, you know, the clogging up your coronary arteries. And you know about bypass. And bypass does, you know, addresses the mature plaque, you know, the plaque that has grown so big to really limit the flow of blood feeding your heart. Well, that's okay to relieve some of the symptoms you have, like chest pain. But there's another kind of plaque, the one associated with heart attacks that are not addressed with bypass surgery, and they call that immature plaque or vulnerable plaque, and it's really a flat plaque that's prone to rupture, and it's that rupture that gives you the heart attack. So when they do bypass surgery, and this has been written about, you know, it'll relieve your symptoms, but it won't reduce your risk of heart attacks if you still have vulnerable plaque present, because a vulnerable plaque is not interfering with blood flow. It's just prone to rupture. So how would you like to know if you have vulnerable plaque prone to rupture? Now there's a test for that.
Wow. Okay. Testing for vulnerable plaque. My quarrel with bypass surgery is, and just talking about plaque accumulation, is that's going on all over your body. it isn't just accumulating in your heart. I understand that plaque is giving you symptoms, but it's in your legs, it's in your arms, it's in your neck, it's all over your body. And the bypass is working on your heart, but not on all those other locations.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how can I test?
And most people think bypass is going to reduce your risk of heart attacks. It doesn't. Is it going to prolong your life? Well, if you were, it may or may not. Some studies show it doesn't really have an impact on life
expectancy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking of, okay, that report with regard to cancer deaths, and what are the reports saying with regard to coronary artery disease deaths? It's the biggest killer.
Let me give you another example on the cancer death thing. What if they're diagnosing more people with cancer that really never was going to become a problem for those people? And therefore, they would never die. So you can say, based on the number of cancers being diagnosed, fewer people are dying. That's how they can manipulate the numbers, too. So a whole lot of ways they can mislead the public.
Okay. So if we're part of the public and we don't care to be misled, if we want to do everything that we can do to minimize the possibility, number one, of dying, number two, of having symptoms, we need to talk about what some of those best tests are. And then when people have the information from the best testing and a medical interpretation of those tests, then we can talk about some nutritional aspects to support the medical interpretation.
Exactly. Now, let me just, for our listeners, it's called PULSE, P-U-L-S, cardiac test. So you can Google it and read about it. It's a test to identify people with unstable plaque, the ones prone to rupture, the ones prone to heart attacks. So if you find you have that, now you have a chance to intervene, help heal the plaque, and hopefully prevent a heart attack. Right now, we have no idea about that. Statin drugs don't help heal the plaque. That's why people who are on statin drugs are still getting heart attacks.
Well, I keep talking about, remember, hardening of the arteries. People are saying, okay, my doctor tells me my high cholesterol is going to build up and block blood flow. Well, I'm saying, no, it's the calcium that's going to accumulate not only in the interior of your blood vessels, but actually in the wall of the blood vessel that is going to interfere with the muscle pump function of those blood vessels. So what is PULSE measuring?
Well, it's measuring a lot of protein biomarkers in the lining of the blood vessels.
Okay.
That are associated with unstable plaque. See, here's the thing about unstable plaque or immature plaque. It's totally asymptomatic.
Because it hasn't interfered with anything yet.
Yes, except that it's an area that's prone to rupture. When you have you scrape your knee and you have a scab over it. Think of that as plaque. Now, if you keep crawling on your knees, you'll remove the scab and you'll start to bleed again. Well, that's what happens with a vulnerable plaque. Obviously, what causes the plaque to rupture is probably a weakness in the plaque, number one, but high blood pressure, a stressful event, the pressure in the blood vessels is greater, and the plaque will rupture. Now, we have to discuss, why did you develop plaque in the first place?
Okay. Inflammation.
Does your doctor, you ever ask that question? Well, he says, well, your cholesterol is high. That's his answer. But you can have elevated plaque with normal cholesterol. It's the body... you can have the presence of plaque with normal cholesterol. It's the body's way of dealing with a trauma to
an
your
injury.
Blood vessel.
Yeah.
And so what causes weakness or susceptibility to trauma? And we've talked about how vitamin C plays a role there, but many other nutrients are going to play a role there as well. A couple of things that are important. One is you want to keep the blood vessels strong and healthy, but you also want to maintain their flexibility.
Right.
Flexible blood vessels is the opposite of hardening of the arteries.
Okay, so flexible blood vessels, the opposite of hardening of the arteries. And that's such an important picture for people to get in their minds, because those blood vessels that are meant to contract and release and assist the heart in pumping the blood throughout the body and to the extremities, when they get stiff, they don't do any more pumping, and the stress is then on the heart.
Well, think about this. Think of your garden hose with a nozzle at the end. When you narrow the outlet, you know, where the water is coming out, the pressure of the water coming out increases. So when your blood vessels become hardened, the pressure goes up in the blood vessels. When they become more narrow, the pressure goes up even more.
Right.
Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. Because now what's happening, think about this. So you have a narrow blood vessel, which just by definition is going to have higher blood pressure because the blood is flowing through it to reach important parts of your body, like your heart, like your brain. And now they're...
I love it when the blood goes to my brain.
Yeah, and now they're recommending lower and lower blood pressures. So when your body requires a higher blood pressure to perfuse various organs in your body, and you've lowered the blood pressure, you know, you may have problems getting blood to the brain or to your extremities because of the nature of your vasculature. So it's not a one size fits all. You have to look at the patient. A lot of people are getting their blood pressures lowered too much, and that creates problems. I've had a patient actually prescribe medications by a doctor, you know, to what you would expect to be a normal blood pressure, and actually cause a stroke because of poor blood flow to the brain. So it's, something to be considered.
Okay, so one of the things that I say is 50, 60 years ago, the pharmaceutical companies figured out that, number one, we had an aging population in the United States. Number two, they figured out that an aging population, their cholesterol was going to be higher, their blood pressure was going to be higher, their hormones were going to be lower, and that they and their blood sugar was going to be higher. And so they developed categories of pharmaceuticals for addressing all of those things. And yes, there are goals, but to have a very specific 200 for everybody cholesterol goal, to have 120 over 65 blood pressure for everyone, that music means that I have to stop talking, and we need to take a break on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, you can critique what I just had to say, Dr. Slavin. So stay tuned. More to come on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
I'm back. You're tuned to the the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about how to keep your heart healthy, a critically important aspect of your health and well-being. And it's interesting. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be at a certain age on blood pressure-lowering medications or cholesterol-lowering medications. It involves supporting your very, very good, high-quality diet, making sure that you're properly hydrated. That's a big issue. And to address inflammation. Dr. Slavin, one of the things that I'm looking at for people when they're showing me their blood work is triglycerides and LDL cholesterol. And when those are elevated, I can pretty much tell what a person's diet is like. But the other thing is I would say they are much more prone to inflammatory disease.
Inflammation,
what do you think?
You know, we talk about adipose tissue as being inflammatory. Adipose tissue is another name for fat. So if you're overweight, you tend to have more inflammation going on in your body. I want to go back to something you said before the break about your total cholesterol levels. Having high cholesterol does not correlate with the presence of plaque in your coronary arteries. It may, and in fact, there's a book called Cholesterol Myths by Uwe Rafsnikoff, a medical doctor. He researched all the studies that were done, and he found out that with the way they reported it, left out half the facts. See, they reported
that. Is that lying?
Right, that's a good question, right? Half truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they reported that people with high cholesterol got heart attacks. The part they left out was there were an equal number of people with normal cholesterol that got heart attacks, and also the reverse. There were people with high cholesterol that didn't get heart attacks, and the people with low cholesterol that, you know, in other words, both ways. But they didn't leave that. They only reported what served their purpose, which was to sell drugs. So to give you an example, I'll have a patient, usually female, will have a cholesterol in the 300s. Along with that, their HDL is very high also, so the ratios are good. And I'll tell them, before anybody puts you on a statin drug, if you're so concerned, you can have a calcium score of your coronary arteries, and you can see if you have any plaque there. It doesn't make any sense to put people on statins because of all the side effects associated with it. We could say amnesia, but it could affect mental state.
Absolutely. I talk about Dr. Dwayne Graveline and SpaceDoc.com all the time.
What are some of the other issues with that? Not to mention the rhabdomyolysis and the muscle problems, the injuries to the liver with elevated liver enzymes, increased risk of cancer.
And that's what I say. Your immune system is affected when you start using those statin class
drugs. And think about this. We make such a big deal about the importance of vitamin D. Where does vitamin D come from in your body? It comes from cholesterol. So now, does it make sense to lower your cholesterol?
Well, any of the fat-soluble vitamins are going to be at risk if you're taking a cholesterol-lowering drug. So A, E, D, K, you're...
And also, cholesterol, statin drugs block the production of CoQ10 in your body.
Okay.
How many doctors are putting patients on statins and neglecting to inform them that, by the way, you should take CoQ10 as well?
Is that malpractice?
It's ignorance.
Oh, you're so generous, yeah. I think, Dr. Slavin, because I believe that Merck, when they first came out with their statin class cholesterol-lowering drug, they also took out a patent that had cholesterol-lowering drug with CoQ10. And there are some products here at Save-A-Lot that are combinations of natural substances that are meant to lower cholesterol, and they also have coenzyme Q10 in them. I kind of shy away from that combination because what I want, if you're taking a cholesterol cholesterol-lowering drug, might it interfere with your ability to utilize the beneficial substance, the CoQ10? So I'd like to separate them by a number of hours.
Well, one of the things we'd like to address on this program is the underlying cause of a problem, not just treat the symptom. In other words, elevated cholesterol is a symptom. What is it a symptom of? Symptom of a poor diet. So, and they show that changes in your diet will lower your cholesterol more than the drugs without any of the side effects. In fact, there are advantages to improving your diet, you know, which people, you know, and we understand, you know, food is addicting. More addicting than opiates, but the government is focused on opiates and not on the food people eat.
Not on sugar, not on Splenda. Very significant oversight if you are following guidelines issued by the government. Okay, so you mentioned CoQ10. There's ubiquinone and ubiquinol, and pretty much my way of using them, somebody under the age of 50, I give ubiquinone, which is a little bit less expensive. People over the age of 50, I will tell them about ubiquinol. The absorption potential with the ubiquinol is greater, and the need for that substance is greater in people over the age of 50.
And you should be aware, too, is, you know, when you're spending money on all these supplements, there are tests that you can have done to make sure that you're taking the right dose. Sometimes maybe people are taking too much. Other people are taking too little. So you want to know what's the appropriate dose. And you can test CoQ10 levels. You can test fish oil levels. You can test, vitamin E. So you can get a little feedback. And like we mentioned earlier, that pulse cardiac test, if you have a risk factor there, these are the nutrients that are going to help heal it. And when you repeat the test, you will see
an
improvement.
You'll see the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Advanced Medical Testing Institute
Center,
they do the pulse
yes.
test
mm-hmm.
there,
yep.
and all of these nutrient tests, the CoQ10,
yes.
the
mm-hmm.
okay. Excellent. All right. Most people, when you test their vitamin K levels, they are in the normal range. So it's unusual to see the vitamin K out of range. Now, people are told stay away from vitamin K containing vegetables. Why would, because if they're on a blood thinner,
okay.
And so why would vitamin K be a critically important nutrient for people who might be at risk for cardiovascular disease?
Well, vitamin K, along with vitamin D, is going to help put the, what we'll call it metastatic calcium deposits. In other words, calcium outside the bone is going to help the body mobilize that calcium and put it back into your bones where they belong. Again, you know, you can test all these things. Let me ask you, you see a skewed audience here at Save-A-Lot.
Because they're interested in
their
preventing disease.
Usually, right?
Yes.
So their diets are probably better. The people you don't see, their diets are probably far worse. And remember the saying, I think I first heard the saying when I came to Florida, listening to all the radio shows talking about health, we dig our graves with our forks.
Absolutely.
You know, people have to realize that. You know, if you, whatever you're eating, it's either going to be helpful for you or harmful to you. You make the choice.
So here we have in front of us from Healthy Origins, CoQ10 and ubiquinol, vitamin K that's going to help prevent that calcification and ultimately hardening of the arteries and the formation of plaque. I love vitamin E. Healthy Origins vitamin VE 400 IUs, not only are you going to be supporting your heart, the proper consistency of your blood, but you're also going to be supporting your hormones. And out of balance hormones play a role with regard to your overall health. You would be possibly more prone to changes in energy. You'd be more prone possibly to inflammatory processes. So here's a vitamin E that does so many good things for us. This is a very interesting formula, Dr. Slavin. This is from Healthy Origins. It's a grape seed extract, a very specific grape seed extract. And what that grape seed extract formula does is work on balancing blood pressure. So if people are taking magnesium and fish oil and they're not necessarily getting the blood pressure response that they're looking for, they can come in and talk to me about Healthy Origins. It's called Mega Natural BP. It's a specific grapeseed extract high in polyphenols that will work with your other nutrients and a good diet and a good exercise program to keeping your blood pressure you need it.
And the way it works, it's going to improve the health of your blood vessels.
Right.
Maintain the elasticity. See, when you have good elasticity, your blood pressure doesn't go up. When they start to harden a little bit, the blood pressure goes up, like I said.
And, okay, what do you have to say about nattokinase? Again, from Healthy Origins, 2,000 unit nattokinase formula.
Well, nattokinase is a fibrinolytic, which means it's going to help the body dissolve blood clots, which the body normally does on its own anyway, but this is going to help accelerate that process. So if for one reason or another you're prone to blood clots, and one could argue everybody is, taking something to help the body dissolve blood clots would be a good thing.
Won't drinking enough water take care of that blood chemistry?
Well, being dehydrated is a risk factor for getting blood clots. So this is but what nattokinase does is once you have the blood clot, it's going to help the body dissolve it.
Right.
So it's a helpful thing. One study actually showed, this is 2,000 FUs, that's a two-letter word.
Fibrinolytic units.
Is that what that stands for? Okay.
Just to clear it all up for anybody listening out there.
They say if you were having chest pain, you thought you might have a heart attack, they even suggested taking six at a time in one shot as something that might help slow or prevent the progression of that blood clot, namely, in other words, a heart attack.
Now, a lot of people are taking a low-dose aspirin for that very benefit. But the truth of the matter is, even though the low-dose aspirin does have that capacity to thin the blood and break apart accumulations of blood cells, it also is an anti-inflammatory. But it also has the potential to weaken the blood vessel wall and make it more prone to breaks and cracks and fissures. So nattokinase, vitamin E, fish oil, vitamin C, all of those are much better choices than to go with the low-dose aspirin. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Dr. Herb Slavin. And when we come back, we'll talk about possible risk factors with unstable blood sugar. So stay tuned. More to come.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine. Lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and very quickly I'm going to tell you about the Center for Dermatology is hosting me as a guest speaker on January 16th from 4:30 to 6, and the talk is Beauty from the Inside Out, how to put together a diet for weight management and for beautiful skin. That's the Center for Dermatology, January 16th, 4:30 to 6, and if you'd like to join us, please call the Center for Dermatology and let them know, 954-753-1030, 954-753-1030. Okay, before the break, one of the things that I wanted to bring up, we're talking about AFib, we're talking about heart health, and a category of individuals that is at greater risk for heart disease is people who have been diagnosed with diabetes. First of all, why are they at greater risk?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, it's the blood sugar. A chronically elevated blood sugar is associated with what's called advanced glycation end products, abbreviated as AGEs.
Age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's harmful to your body and every aspect of your body.
So they're going to have inflammation.
Oh, yeah.
Their blood cells are going to be stickier.
Yes. I mean, nothing good comes from it.
Okay. So a combination of components that I've used very successfully to keep blood sugar stable. They might not necessarily get to 95, 99, but at least it will be stable. They won't have the spikes and valleys, well, and that's where dangers
so
come.
So you have to think about all the risks associated with elevated blood sugar or diabetes. It's called end organ damage. It affects your eyes, affects your heart, affects your brain, affects your circulation. Almost anything, any part of your body is going to be affected negatively. That's why it's so important to, you know, keep your blood sugar under control.
Okay, and it's your fork that is number one at keeping your blood sugar under control. But if you are dealing with a diagnosis of elevated blood sugar, maybe your A1C categorizes you as pre-diabetic, here Healthy Origins has an alpha-lipoic acid that is 600 milligrams, very, very reasonably priced. And when you combine that alpha-lipoic acid with my Janet's Best Sugar, a combination that includes cinnamon, gymnema, mulberry, vanadium, taurine, all of those things, that combination works very, very well to maintain stability. Now, inflammatory processes, crucially important, and so when your immune system is under attack and possibly struggling to respond to an attacking microorganism, you can support your immune system with Epicor. Healthy Origins has Epicor. Once again, starts working in a very, very short period of time, and it is the substance that is going to enhance how your immune system is going to respond to a threat. Selenium, critically important. Healthy Origins active trans resveratrol. It's a wine extract that is supporting your cardiovascular health. So the combination is absolutely superior at supporting not only your heart and circulatory system, but your immune system and your inflammatory response. And then there is tocotrienol. So we talked about Healthy Origins vitamin E, and that vitamin E playing a critically important role in keeping your blood flowing, keeping your inflammatory responses down, keeping your hormones nicely balanced. Well, when you use those tocopherols, they're the Healthy Origins E400 is D-alpha tocopherol plus all of the mixed tocopherols, and what you want to add to that are the tocotrienols. The tocotrienols, particularly the gamma tocotrienol, having such a dramatically beneficial impact on how your immune system works. So anyone out there who's listening and knows that their immune system is number one under attack, or not necessarily responding to threats as efficiently as possible, that combination of tocotrienols with the tocopherols, vitamin E. So what you have with those two products from Healthy Origins is the complete vitamin E response. Good for your heart, good for your brain, good for your immune system, and helps to reduce the potential for inflammatory damage. So at Advanced Medical Testing Center, pulse test yep. to evaluate vulnerable plaque, and then taking the right supplements, making the changes in your diet, you can test again and see the progress you've
and
made.
We would be remiss if we didn't remind everybody. The biggest factor, I think, that we inflict upon ourselves in the context of circulatory problems is smoking.
Whoa, so thank you.
So just remind everybody, stop smoking.
Okay, so what happens when you're inhaling the nicotine in your cigarettes, not to mention all of the toxins that we have been made aware are present in the commercial cigarettes that most people are smoking, that inhalation causes your blood vessels to contract, putting such incredible tension and stress on your heart.
And most people think, you know, associate smoking with lung cancer. Right. But it's probably associated even more with heart disease.
Much,
and
that's
poor circulation.
True. Okay. So let's say so many people think of smoking with lung cancer, and the truth is the stress that it puts on your heart. It's so important for people to understand that, yes, indeed, you're doing damage with that smoke. And again, with heart disease, you're told by your doctor, watch your cholesterol. And they're told, don't have a low-fat diet. And unfortunately, what they're not told is reduce your sugar intake. And the inflammatory response, the derangement of minerals that happens when you're taking in sugar, the negative impact on your immune system, all takes an incredible toll on your heart. And Dr. Slavin is nodding, and I can say nodding enthusiastically. I started to talk about the tests that people are able to have so they can test all of these nutrients that we talked about.
Let me say something, too.
I wanted you to.
When you want to go to your doctor and you ask for that pulse test, P-U-L-S,
P-U-L-S,
cardiac test, Quest and LabCorp doesn't doesn't do that test for you.
Wow.
So you have to go to independent drawing centers like Advanced Medical Testing so you can get it done. It's probably the most important test that has come out recently to identify people at risk. See, mainstream medicine doesn't want to prevent the need for bypass surgery. They want to make the money on bypass surgery. And here's a way that hopefully we can help people prevent that problem.
So on Thursday afternoons, I'm available. If people have gone to Advanced Medical Testing Center and they have some questions with regard to test results that they've gotten from Advanced Medical Testing Center and the number to call for information about the Advanced Medical Testing Center is 754-216-2332. That right. came from very deep yeah. in the back of my brain. 754-216-2332. And they're open, available Monday through Thursday, other times by special appointment. And so on Thursday afternoon, I'm available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office. And that office is open Monday through Thursday, and the telephone number for that office is 954-748-4991. 954-748-4991, and you can let Lauren, who answers the phone, know that you'd like to set up an appointment on Thursday afternoon to sit down with me for a half an hour.
Because you'd also be able to get these tests done for people if their doctor isn't doing it.
Right. Excellent. That music means we are out of time. Keep in mind that I am here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 2 to 6 this afternoon. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Dr. Herb Slavin, thanks so much for joining me. We'll be back next Friday at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.